Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all minds, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host tonight, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life is recorded. All of our shows are archived. That is to say, guys, if you can't stay for this show, you can come back and pick it up later. We'll be just finding on our on-demand section. If you're on my site and you scroll down, you'll see an on-demand section. That's all of our older shows. This show will be on that on-demand section in about an hour after we're done. All right. Anybody new here, Revolutionary Life is your talk show, is a call-in show. And at a certain point, I will be announcing a call-in time and participation time. And I set a whole side of the show aside just for my audience. I also have my chat room open, and you can also add information into the chat. And I will respond. I'll be monitoring that chat. All right. So here we deal with things from a revolutionary point of view, anything that affects our lives every day. We deal with it, but we deal with it from a revolutionary point of view. And we understand that revolution is just change. It just means change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped. If you're on the ass end of change, maybe not. Maybe you won't have much to say about anything. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight, guys, we have our title tonight. Our title tonight is actually a question. Embracing the dark side, or are you embracing the dark side? You know what that means. Have you ever heard that phrase before, embracing the dark side? Embrace the dark side. Well, if you watched Star Wars, you probably heard come over to the dark side, right? If you're into esoteric things, esoteric language, metaphysical language, and that kind of thing, you might hear of the dark side or the left-hand path or something to that effect. So tonight, guys, since we ain't scared around here, revolutionaries are made of a sterner stuff. We're going to delve into this concept or this side, this idea of a dark side. And we're going to take a revolutionary look at that. Are you embracing your dark side? All right, guys. Get your cup of coffee, kick back, and I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be right back. Thank you. and you're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host tonight. My name is Gary. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, we ask if you're embracing the dark side. So let me explain, guys. It's actually presented as a question to you because we all have one. We all have one, in case you thought you didn't. Let's get that clear right away. And if we all have a dark side to each and every one of us, I mean, even if you got a zodiac sign, I find that they got negative traits and positive traits, even on the zodiac sign. So it seems like we all, in every aspect of our lives, have a dark side to deal with. And just an idea here, in case I lose anybody. If you have a light side, you got a dark side. All right? The sun makes shadows. In fact, when you cut out the light, the shadow disappears also. They appear, the light and the dark, and they disappear at the same time. That is because, of course, they're part of the same thing. If you can't see good and evil as part of the same stick, just one end of the stick or the other. All right. Keep in mind that all things have a dual nature. If you are a thing, if you exist, it's kind of like saying there's no good, saying there's a God and no devil. They appeared at once. Because you can't have one without the other. If you think there's good with no bad, ultimate good, then the minute you create ultimate good, you have created, unbeknownst to you, probably, the ultimate bad. Get me? I hope you hear me. Because I'm saying to you that they don't come and go separately. They are both there. They were born there, inside of you and everything else, and everybody else. Yeah, you got a light. You got a good side. But yeah, oh yeah, you got a bad side. And it sticks its ugly head out every now and then. You know, you've seen it. You've seen it. You felt it. It took you over from time to time. You wish it hadn't, but it did. You ringed it in from time to time, but it's there, ain't it? Oh, it's there. You announce that you have a top. Then without saying another word, you've implied that somewhere there's a bottom. You didn't create the bottom. You didn't say anything about the bottom. But once you announce that there is a front, without another word out of your mouth, you have implied that somewhere there's a back. They come and go together. If I ask you what is darkness, and you define it as the absence of light, you're using one to define the other. So do they define each other? Is that means they're pretty goddamn close. If you use one to define the other, light and darkness, they were born together. And when they die together. Can't we get rid of evil? Can't we get rid of bad? Can't we get rid of the dark stuff? If you want to get rid of the light, because they come and they go instantly. Together. What did I say? If you walk in the room and turn on the light and you see a shadow, just turn off the light. As the light goes, so will the shadow, because they come and they go together. Don't tell me you want good, but you don't want to accept the bad, that you don't want good. I'm sorry. That ain't the way the world works. I'm sorry. If you don't want good, if you don't want bad, don't ask for good. They're going to come in the same package. They are. They always do. Because they come into existence. And they go out of existence together. You can't separate them. All right? Before we go any further, we need to get this down pat. We need to get an understanding here. A great example is a magnet. You know how a magnet has a North Pole and a South Pole? They might have the North Pole painted red and the South Pole just gray or white. And the North Pole attracts stuff from the South and the South Pole attracts stuff on its end. But they will repel each other. Then they will repel a light. I'm sorry. They will repel a like charge. So two South Poles won't come together. They'll push each other apart. Now, if you took that magnet and chopped it up into three pieces, you got a little stick magnet. It's got a North Pole and a South Pole, red end and a white end. And you take it and cut it down the middle. Let's say you just cut it down the middle into two pieces. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have two magnets, and each one of them is going to have a North Pole and a South Pole. If you cut those two in half, you're going to have four magnets, and each one is going to have its own North Pole and South Pole. When you try to separate that magnet in half, the South Pole from the North Pole, you're going to immediately create another North Pole and another South Pole on each one. You can't separate the two. Why? Because they come and they go together. You hear me? They come and they go together, guys. And so, if I claim in my presentation, if I happen to say we all have a dark side, then I'm only saying it because I believe we all have a light side, a bright side, a good side. Just like your hands, you got a left and a right hand. We all have a left, most of us, and we all have a right. You don't want one or the other because they work together. They will work together in your favor. When you're picking up a box, you like to have two hands, one on each side of the box, pushing opposite of each other to help and helping to you lift that box. The fact that they're opposite of each other makes it even better because this one can push on this side of the box and that one will grab on the other side of the box and you can pick the box up. And it's only because both, if you had two right arms, that would be possible. Two right hands, that would be impossible. But since you got them, since they're turned towards each other, since they're the diametric opposite of each other, you can squeeze things in between them like a vise, like a pincer, like a piece of vise grips, like a vise, like a piece of wire, like a wire plier. You can grab things in between your hands because they oppose each other. One comes at the other. It is specifically because they're opposite that makes them that beneficial. Light and darkness are like your left and right hand. Yeah, they're opposed to each other. They're different. Oh, yeah, they are different. They're in different places. One on one side of your body, on the other. depends on what's happened in your life, they might not quite look the same. But they're part of the same body. And when they are coordinating, when they are working together, you can pick up shit with both hands. You can do a whole lot of shit with both hands. Specifically because they're opposing each other, you can have a pincer motion, like a pair of pliers when you grab something. One side, you can grab the other side and push it together, squash it together. That's because they oppose each other. They're opposite of each other, like light and darkness. Let us go into the dark side by starting with an understanding that you got both. And one ain't no more legitimate in its existence than the other, since they're twins. However, just like your left and right hand, If you dare embrace the dark side, you will find a great usefulness between the two because you can coordinate them just like you would your left and right hand to make things pick upable with two hands. Like picking up a box or squeezing something together between your hands. That's possible because you have two opposing hands. So just like those two hands can be, even though they're opposite, they can work together to achieve things. So can light and darkness, right? As an artist that uses charcoal as his medium, he plays with light and darkness. Charcoal is just black. The paper is just white. But when he gets done, you can actually see three-dimensional shapes going on. It's how he uses the light. Every photographer learns to use the light and the shadow together. It's called a grayscale. That's what a grayscale is. If you're into art and design, you might have to produce something in a grayscale. Not black, not white, but gray, a certain intensity or density of gray. And so if that's why it has a scale, lighter, darker grays. And so, like an artist uses dark and light together, you can too. Don't fear your dark side. Put it to work for you. Organize it together with your right side, and you can get some things going on. You'd be surprised. If you insist on favoring one over the other, well, you become right-handed. How many people out there are right-handed? In other words, how many people favor what we used to say favor, if you know what I mean? How many people favor their right hand over their left hand? I knew a kid in school who told me his folks used to tie his, I don't know if they tied his hands, but his folks would make him put his left hand behind his back when he wrote, to force him to be right-handed, to force him with his right hand, because his nature was, his tendency was to use his left hand to write. And I know people who write with their left hand to this day, who are left-handed, we call them, because they write, they favor their left hand. And then there are people who are referred to as ambidextrous. They're dextrous meaning hands, dexterity, you know what I mean? Ambidextrous is simply that they can use either hand to write with. In fact, I think they had a baseball player who could hit the bat with either side, from either side, right-handed, left-handed, didn't matter. He fully embraced his left side. He seriously didn't neglect his left side for his right. It seems that they are working together and filling in for each other, in fact. That's an advantage I wish you all had, because if you couldn't use your right hand for a minute, it wouldn't be an issue. You just pick it up with your left and keep going. But it would probably be odd to some of you to be forced to have to do things with your left hand because your right hand is out of commission for some reason, a sling or whatever, right? Now, I think I was born with a tendency for my right hand. But I know people who are not. And I'm sorry, but I lived in a society and a community where that was strange or different, right? That's why I told you this kid in school told me he learned to use his right hand because his folks would make him use his right hand instead of his left. And I can only imagine it's because they wanted him to be right-handed like everybody else, so to speak. I ain't saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying it ain't natural worth shit. Ain't nothing natural about it. Anyway, the understanding that we all have this dark side, and we all have this light side. What we do, we're told to run from one or run to the other. It's like a seesaw. Too much light, then you run to the dark. Too much dark, you run to the light. It's like a seesaw. Life is going to go forward smoothly, peacefully, fearlessly when you learn to use both, when you honor both, when you don't act like they ain't there. People will find you out. Go ahead. Act like you ain't got that dark side. People who hang around you long enough will find you out. Like you ain't Miss All Goody and Goody Two Shoes or whatever. So, and even if you play that dark side, you badass. You don't care, blah, 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 blah. You'll do this and you'll do that. And no matter what, who feelings get hurt or none of that, you might think that's you. But you will, at some point, have to run back over to the light side just to make sure you don't lose who you are. Because who you are is in the middle. That ain't on the left. It ain't on the right. Who you are is right down the center. You can't divide the two. It's just like a magnet. I told you, if you cut a magnet in half, you're just going to have two magnets. You can't get rid of the North Pole and the South Pole, even if you break a magnet in half. It immediately gets itself a North Pole and a South Pole. And so you just got two magnets. Not one North and not one South. They will each have their own North and South poles, each piece. You can cut it up in 1,000 pieces, and that magnet will still have, each one of them pieces will have its own North Pole and its own South Pole. You can't separate the two. But you can make them work together once you give them, you legitimize both sides. And there's different things. I mean, there's things that can take us there to either side. of things that can make us joyous and happy and light and giving. And there's things that can make us stingy, taking, and hurting. Sometimes we hurt people for their own good, you know what I mean? At least we tell ourselves that. I hate to do this, but it's for his own good. I know this is bad. I know this is wrong. I know this is the evil thing to do, but he deserves it. She deserved it. Whatever. You justify that shit one way or another, but you do it. But you do it. Getting to know your dark side also means you're getting to recognize it when it's coming up. Don't act like you ain't got it. But when you feel it coming up, you know what it feels like. And you can control it. You could bring in some more light. That's the only way to control it. More light, less darkness. More darkness, less light. Your peace is in the middle. They got something called shadow work. I don't know if anybody ever heard that. Shadow work. I think this is, I don't know much about it, guys, but it sounds to me like that's what it is. That's what it's about, dealing with your aches and pains and hates and things you've been carrying around. Somebody did something to you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday. And all you can think about is how to get them back or what you wish would happen to them. Or somehow they get a payback. Somehow they get reckoned with. You leave it up to God or whatever. Or you take it into your own hands in some cases. It's called revenge. Payback. Maybe you don't do nothing. Maybe you just think about what you would do. Something you probably never would do, but you think about it. To make that person pay. To make that person learn a lesson. Sometimes your intentions might be good. Someone asked me the other day, if you want to do something and you want to make sure it's a moral act, Do you concern yourself with your intent on why you did it? Do you concern yourself with the end? Does the end justify the act? And that's, if you're looking for a moral act and you want to test it to see if you're violating your morals by doing something, and what you're telling me is that you're about to do an immoral act. And you want to really, at that point, you should ask yourself those questions then, when you accept the fact that you're about to do something immoral. Don't tell me I'm about to do something that might not be a moral act, and then you want to measure it by my intent in doing it, or the end result. If the end result turns out good, everything was cool. That's, I understand, but what you're really telling me is that you're going to do something you know is immoral, and you like to justify it by saying, this is what I was trying to do. This is what I meant to do. That's what I wanted to do by doing that. I wanted to kind of scare them into or whatever. Or the end justifies the means. Oh, yeah, I did it, but, you know, in the end, it worked out. I might have to go say I'm sorry to everybody who got in the way, who didn't have nothing to do with it. But in the end, it worked out. So your good and your evil is right there in you. Born then. They don't go away. One don't go away. The other don't go away. You can be ultimate evil Oh yeah, but that don't mean there's some good in you. You're making choices now. Once you understand that both those things are within you, if you go to the dark side, that's your choice. Don't blame nobody else. Because you know there's another side. And you're sure it's two sides. Because one doesn't exist without the other. So there's no such thing as there is no bright side. That's bullshit. There can't not be. There can't not be a light if there's a dark. Can't be. One can't exist without the other. They come and they go together. If you know that, then you don't try to get rid of one unless you want to get rid of the other. If you get rid of evil, good is not going to stick around. Sorry. It doesn't have anything to define itself against. It's like a silhouette. If the background is white and the silhouette is black, you can make out what the silhouette is, if they're different. But if the background is white and the silhouette is white, you don't know what the hell you're looking at. Things define themselves by their opposites. The more light, the more refined and defined things become. Even shadows become more refined and defined when there's a great deal of light. It gets really sharp shadows. But you get shadows. And they didn't appear out of nowhere. Somebody turned on the light. So if you know both of them are there, guys, get to know them, get to understand them, where they're coming from. See, we've been told and sold a bunch of shit since we were kids. People have been telling us what to think and what to believe, how to act and who to be. Preachers, teachers, parents, TV, movies, all your life, all mine. Right now on TV and whatnot, people giving, suggesting how you should dress, act, walk, talk. Those are all suggestions by clothing companies and makeup companies and folks who want you to buy their shit. Excuse me. Yeah. And you're buying it. Yeah, you bought it. You bought it. You couldn't help but buy it. Your parents were buying it. Your friends and relatives were buying it. You bought it. Good fighting evil. Your cartoons. Your Superman. Your, what do you call them? Superman? Avengers? All that stuff. Your good guys. They're all out there fighting bad guys. Good fighting evil, good fighting evil. You'll be fighting the rest of your life. You'll be fighting the rest of your life because they're kin to each other. They ain't going nowhere unless they both go somewhere. Learn to understand your dark side. Where it came from, what it's all about. Learn to be able to feel it rise inside of you. The Native Americans used to say that you had two wolves inside of you, a good one and a bad one. It all depends on which one you feed. It's what you become. Better learn not to deny your dark side. Better learn to use that side. so that you can coordinate both sides together like you do your left and right hand. No different. And make it useful. Because your peace lies in the center. If you go to one side or the other, you're out of balance. The peace lies in the center. Try using your left hand sometimes. If you're right-handed. And vice versa. Coordinate your body that way. Be interesting. And I know people who are ambidextrous, so there are people who can use both hands. Doesn't matter which side. The piece is down the middle, in the center. There are always going to be two sides, good and bad. At different levels. But there's always going to be a center. Find that center. Find the center. In the center, you can see them both coming, the good and the bad. In the center, you can accept a lot of good and a little bad and make a nice stew. A little salt and a little pepper. If you're sitting in the center, you can pick and choose. Because it's all a choice whether you which side you feed, the negative or the positive side of you. But you got both. You're sweet. You're a good person. You got a good heart. But I'm telling you, and you know it. You know it. I don't have to tell you. But I'll tell you anyway. You got both. Which ones you display oftentimes depend on what kind of environment or situation you find yourself in. Sometimes the environment can bring it out. Something outside of you can bring out one side or another. Some incident, some arrangement, some atmosphere around you can bring it right out. If it comes out by mistake, I mean, if it comes out uncontrollably, if it comes out and you wish it hadn't, don't bother with that, wishing it had. It came. Anything that done, if it happened, it happened. Don't spend the rest of your life hating that you did that and you wish you had done something better. Drop it. Done. End of story. If you get a chance to apologize for it, apologize for it. If you feel that way. But you know in yourself what just went down. It's just embarrassing that you did that. And that ain't you, you're going to say. Yeah, that's you. Don't say that. I wasn't myself at the time. Or that wasn't me. That's bullshit. It's all you, baby. But that's okay. It ain't your fault. Find your center. Give your left side, give your dark side this bona fide. And give your right side this bona fide. They're both real. They both are there. And guess what? They wouldn't be there if it wasn't necessary. A left hand and a right hand comes in just handy. The right hand pass in esoteric and the left hand pass in esoteric. The truth of the matter is you find out, if you get into either one of them deep enough, you'll find out how connected they are. A writer named Gabriel Kilbron, Lebanese guy, wrote a book called The Prophet. He also wrote a story about the minister, the preacher, and the devil. The preacher and the devil had a conversation one day. The devil was dying, and the preacher came up on this devil. But he was dying because he had been in a fight with Gabriel, with an angel. And he was almost slaughtered. So he was in the mud so deep that the preacher didn't see that it was a devil first. He just saw a guy all muddied up and bleeding. And so he went over to help this guy that was all muddied up and bleeding, not knowing that he was helping the devil until he got the mud off of him. And so, but he didn't notice it until he had the guy on his, he had the devil on his back, taking him to the hospital, carrying him to the hospital. And somehow or another, he noticed, wait a minute. And he looked at this guy and said, wait a minute, you're the devil. And he dropped him. He leave him there to bleed to death. And the preacher started to walk away, and the devil said, wait a minute, you can't leave me. You can't leave me. And the preacher said, why come you can't? And he said, because that big house you got, them kids you got in college, that nice car you got, that beautiful wife you got, all of that you got because of me. If I'm gone, you gone. Y'all don't hear me. The preacher and the devil got to talking. The devil was dying, and he was asking the preacher for help. And the preacher said, why should I help you? And they had a long talk. And the preacher himself finally realized if there was no devil, there'd be no preacher. There'd be no big house, Reverend's house, the preacher's car, the preacher's family. All the stuff that he's accumulated preaching against the devil would be gone. It's an interesting story, guys. I hear the back and forth. So if you ever get to Gabriel Kilbron, I think it is, The Prophet, is one of the books he wrote. Kind of like prose, poems and prose, that kind of thing. One don't exist without the other. One needs the other, even to define itself. What is light? The absence of darkness. What is darkness? The absence of light. You got to use them. You got to use, they got to use each other to define each other. That's how close they are. That's how close they are. They were meant to be together. There's a purpose. There's a reason for a left hand and a right hand. Don't deny that reason. Control it. Understand it. Make it work for you. Make the two sides work together. Because your peace is in the center. Are you embracing your dark side? Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And guys, we're here every week day, night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so tonight, guys, we wanted to talk about embracing. I'm hearing a lot of stuff about the dark side and shadow work and that kind of thing. So I just want to point out that there is two sides. There is a dark side, and there is a light side. And they don't separate. They don't come individually wrapped. They are one and the same. They stuck together. They come together and disappear together. I told you, it's like cutting a magnet in half. It don't work. You end up with two magnets. Now the north and the south. You end up with two magnets with two north, with their own north and their own south. I don't care how many pieces you cut it into. You can't get rid of that south part. You can't cut the south part off a magnet. Doesn't work. Whatever little piece you cut off of it has its own, create its own north side and south side. The minute you announce that there is a top, without another word, you imply there's a bottom. They come and they go together. Just like your right hand and left hand. Some of us favor one hand over the other. And then there are those who are ambidextrous who can use both hands, who can switch one for the other and never drop a stitch. That's, hell, that's a skill. That's what I call using both sides. Because your peace is in the center. It's like a hurricane, baby. It's like the eye of a hurricane. I don't care how much damage the hurricane does. When the eye, when that center eye comes over your head, it's going to be sunshiny and bright. Everything's going to calm down. Until the eye passes over, and then you're back in the storm again. But that center is at peace. That's chaos all around you. To the left and to the right. There's high pressure and low pressure. Right? But in the center, there's peace. Find the center. Don't deny either one. Find the center. There's no peace in the dark side completely. That's out of balance. There's no peace in the goody-goody side. That's out of balance. That's neither one of them are true. They're just extremes. You will still end up, if you're looking for peace, you'll still end up back at the center. And so, tonight, guys, I just want to talk to you about these things that are going down now, about shadow work and the dark side and all that. Don't be afraid of that dark side stuff. Because we all got one. We just don't study it or whatever. But we do need to get to know it so it don't surprise and then we're embarrassed later for acting like that or saying that or doing that or whatever. And we all got a good side, no matter how bad the person is. See, they got serial killers who come home to their family every day. They just got a little room down in the basement where they do their business. But they got a light side somewhere, obviously. I don't know. But my rant for tonight, the dark side. There's power on both sides. And it's just seasoning when you're in the middle. It's just salt and pepper when you're in the middle. All right, guys. Thank you for listening tonight to my little thing on the dark side. You have to choose. It's all about choice. But you cannot choose. You can't change what you don't own. You can't change other people's shit. You can't change the world out here until you own it, its situation, its shape that it's in, the shape your life is in. You can't change anything until you own that thing. Own up to it. Take it on as your responsibility, you having done somehow. Can't change what you don't own. Take responsibility for your bad side and your good side. Once you take responsibility, then you can make choices. You can choose which one. And based on the environment, not based on your religion, not based on your ideology, your belief system. I told you, people have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. Now stay in the moment, present moment, and the now, because ain't shit like it was 5 minutes ago, and everything going to change 5 minutes from now. Might not look like it to you, but it's changing. So you're going to be a day late and a dollar short if you're depending on the way things looked like yesterday or what you think they're going to look like in a few minutes. Staying in the present moment means that you got your finger on the pulse. If it changed, you change with it. Take responsibility. That's the only way to have the appropriate response ability. Your dark side loves you as much as your bad side, your good side does. They're both part of the same thing, part of the same thing. Just like your left arm and your right arm. Oh, they're opposed to each other. They're on different sides, but they work together. Seek your center. And you can make that happen. Take responsibility for both sides. Not just the good shit you did, but also the terrible shit you did. That will never work if you blame somebody outside yourself for what you did. You got to take ownership, baby. Can't change what you don't own. Own your bad shit. Own your good shit. Keep it, come in the center and keep it pushing. I'm into my call-in section. God dog it, I started eating up y'all time. I set aside a whole piece of this show for call-ins. I got a call-in number. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And I'm going to be opening up my chat. So anybody have a question, comment, suggestions, they can put it in the chat. I'll be monitoring the chat. This part of the show, I say, it's your time to shine. I call it your time to shine. My number is area code 319-527-6060. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. Hey, you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here on Blog Talk Radio every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, guys. Also, if you'll notice, if you're on my site, you'll notice that there's a follow button up in the upper left-hand corner. And if you hit that follow button, guys, you'll be able to you get a notification when our shows are live, when we're on the air. And there also is a share button up there. And so if you know anybody who might be interested in the presentation tonight or any of our other presentations, and you know all of our presentations are on demand, so any of our other presentations, you can bring that presentation up and you can share it. All kinds of different topics, man, from science to politics to spirituality, to relationships, love, God, you name it, man, history. We take it all on as it relates to us today. And so you might know somebody who's interested in any number of those subjects. Just look down our on-demand list and see if you find something by subject matter, by topic that you like, that you're interested in. Be sure to share. All right. And tonight, here at Revolutionary, and my name is Gary. I'm your host. Tonight here on Revolutionary Life, guys, we presented something called Embracing the Dark Side, and we wanted to clear up some things if we got started with that to make sure everybody understood that you have a dark side. We all do. We might hide it. We might not want to admit it, but we have one. So don't be afraid to embrace the dark side. Let me tell you a story, guys. Once upon a time, there was a young kid named Merlin. I call him Merlin. Merlin lived in a little town that was possessed by demons, ghosts, and horrible-looking demons used to scare the people of the town from time to time. At night. And they would fight these demons. The young kids like Merlin would get together and try to fight off these demons. So Merlin was walking through the woods one day and he ran into a wizard. And he told the wizard about his troubles. Down at the village, we got demons down there. And the wizard told him, I can teach you how to banish a demon. And so the little boy went to learn from the wizard. And he spent all summer long being taught by the wizard. Come fall, he says, all right, I'm ready to go save my town from these demons. I know all the spells now. I know all the potions and the abracadabra. I know all the stuff to scare away demons. You've taught me everything. But the wizard told him, I'm not sure you're ready yet. And so the boy trained a little bit longer, and then he just couldn't wait any longer. He says, no, I got to go. I got to go. And so the wizard says, okay, you've learned enough to banish demons from your village. But there's going to be one demon. This one is going to be the most ugly, hideous thing you ever seen. It's going to have teeth, fangs, with poisonous venom dripping off of them. It's going to have these long fingernails. One swipe could take your head off. And no spell you'll ever use that I've taught you will work to banish that demon, that one demon you're going to run into. And he says, well, how do I banish this demon? The wizard told him, there's only one way to stop this horrible beast. You must call him by his true name. Nothing else will work. And so the boy asked him, what is that name? Well, he bent over and he whispered in the boy's ear that name, that creature's name. And so the boy went off to the village to fight demons. And he was successful. His spells worked on most every demon. Until this one demon showed up that none of his spells would work on. This was this ugly demon with the fangs hanging out of his mouth and all the venom dripping off his fangs and the long claws. And this demon walked up on the little boy Merlin And Marilyn tried every magician trick he had learned. Nothing worked on this demon. And so just about the time the demon picked him up and got ready to use those claws in his hand to swipe that little boy away, Merlin bent over and whispered in that monster's ear his true name. And the demon dropped him and turned around and ran and burnt up, went up in smoke. And the whole town was happy now. They got rid of all the demons, including this one hideous one. So everybody wanted to know, Merlin, how did you do it? Nothing you could do could stop that demon. And then all of a sudden, boom, you did something and he ran away. Merlin said, I called that demon by his true name. And they said, what was that? And he told them, Merlin. I call that demon by his true name. And they asked, what was that demon's name? And the little boy said, Merlin. The greatest demon you're going to ever face, the darkest darkness, it's going to be one you've created to your own self. Once you realize that's you, you will banish those demons. Once you quit blaming them on something outside of yourself, you will vanquish those demons. Yes, embrace your light side, but embrace your dark side too. They come together. You can't get one without the other. They don't come individually wrapped. My lines are still open, guys. I got a little more time. This is my call-in section. My chat room is open, so you're free to type any suggestions, comments, or questions you have in the chat. I will be monitoring that chat. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. Let me give you a little music to work with.
It's awesome. That's so little. I just want to come.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight. Be sure to listen in every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You never know what the subject's going to be, so make sure you hit that follow button and you'll be notified when we're coming on the air. Gotta maybe give you a little heads up on what the topic's going to be, because you never know what it's going to be. We deal with things that affect our lives every day, directly and indirectly, except we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. There's a lot of ideologies out here, and they teach the good and the bad and the God and the devil and the good and the evil, and you got your cartoons and your Avengers fighting good, fighting evil. That war has to stop. You got a left hand and a right hand for a purpose. Get to know them both. You know, when your left hand and your right hand work together, you can get a whole lot of things done, can't you? Embrace the dark side and the light side as they are one. You stay in the center. That's the present. That's the moment. That's the now. When you're neither left nor right. When you don't label and you don't judge. When you look at the world without labels and judgment, the world's a lot more spicy. Because you dash a little good here and a little bad over there, and Lord have mercy. You can put some tastes together, some flavors together. Tonight, we talked about embracing your dark side. Everybody's telling you to embrace your good side. I'm telling you, you got two sides. And you better put them both to work. You better be prepared to honor them both and put them both to work if you want a peaceful life. Or you want to be running up one end and down the other end of a seesaw. Is this right? Is this moral? Is this good? Is this bad? I should do this because it's good. I should do that because it's bad. Listen, take responsibility for your situation. Own your situation. And you won't have to ask that question. What you will do will be appropriate for the moment. You can call it you did good. You can say you did bad. Whatever afterwards. But in the moment, you need to do what's appropriate. And to have the appropriate response, you have to take response. Ability for your situation. And instead of blaming someone else or something outside of yourself, the government, the men, the women, the society. There's a lot of blame out there. If you want to find somebody to put something on, take responsibility and you will have the appropriate response to any situation. And you won't have to ask yourself, is it good, bad, moral? It will be. It will be appropriate for the time, for the situation, for the circumstance. And that's all that's important. I still have a little time, guys. I'll leave my lines open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. And I'll leave my chat room open. I'll be monitoring that chat. This part of the show, I leave open for you. I set a whole side of the show aside for call-ins and write-ins or whatever. And so I call it your time to shine. Let me give you a little music while you think about it. We'll be right back. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening in, who listened in tonight. I want to remind everyone that if you didn't get the whole presentation, because we're live right now, so if you didn't get the whole presentation, this presentation here, this episode, will be available on demand in about an hour. If you look at our on-demand section, you will see that all of our shows are archived. So you will see an on-demand section with all of our previous shows. Boom. So you can also go back and look at other shows that we've done by topic, if you like. And you can comment on those shows as well. I'll get those comments. Also, guys, remember there's a follow button up there on my site. If you're on my site, you can see that follow button. You hit that follow button, it'll notify you when we're on the air, when we're live. There's a share button up there. If you know anybody who's interested in this presentation or any of our other presentations, you can always share them. Even the on-demand ones, you can share them with others. All right? So be sure to use that share bar if you know someone who's interested or who might be interested in the show in general or in any specific topic. All right. I'm glad everyone who took the time. I'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Jack, Central Standard Time. All right? I won't be announcing the topic just yet, but if you hit that follow button, you get a little heads up, and I appreciate you, everyone. And so I want everybody to have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Central Standard Time. Let me give you a little music as I take you out. And I wish you all a good night. Be fearless out there. And have no doubts. None. There's no need to. There really no need.